Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jack Aldrich back on the show. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 13 years. He's been hanging out with us. I had to use a wheelbarrow to get all of his books into the studio. The Next Big Thing is Really Small. I think that's my favorite. Foresight 2020 is another one of his books. Jump the Curve, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know, 20 or 30 books he's written, all of them compelling. Some of them a little bit out of his wheelhouse, the way that you and I think of him. A couple of biographies that he's written, but he's a great thinker and a great futurist, and we love having him on the show. Jack Aldrich, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure.
How many books now?
I'm up to 12 now. I'm working on number 13.
Well, congratulations, and we're looking forward to hearing about number 13. So let's talk about disruptions. Tesla, the car company. The electric car company, right?
Yes. So many people might have heard 2 months ago Tesla's stock market valuation passed Ford and General Motors. And a lot of traditional analysts are really bent out of shape because they say, well, Tesla only produces 1% of the number of cars that Ford and General Motors does. This does not make sense. What they don't understand is that Tesla is not just a car company. It is an energy company, it is a battery company, and it is even an insurance company. And I think this last one sort of speaks to the world of disruption. I mean, how is Tesla an insurance company? Well, here's how it's an insurance company. They now use artificial intelligence in their cars, and so their cars are learning your or your owner's driving behavior. So the cars are becoming safer. In fact, within 2 years, Tesla believes they're going to be able to prevent 90% of all accidents.
Huh.
So they're now going to their owners and saying, don't buy car insurance. We're going to insure you. We're
wow.
just going to bake it into our regular maintenance fee.
Wow.
And so suddenly Tesla is an insurance company.
You're still going to need liability. You're talking about the collision part, the P&C.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So for the property and casualty insurance industry, it's potentially an existential threat.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where it gets interesting. Going back to the property and insurance industry, you know who a competitor in the future might be? Is Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
They now have Amazon Echo in your home,
right?
Or many people do, but that is learning your energy usage. It's now being tied to your security cameras. There's soon going to be sensors on your toilets and on your pipes, and so Amazon is going to be able to prevent you from having water leaks and from burglaries.
Right.
And so I think that they probably will be getting into insurance sometime within the next 2 to 3 years.
I wrote an article a couple of months ago titled "Amazonia Third." Welcome to Amazonia, Third Rock from the Sun. And it was about Amazon basically taking over the world.
I tell you, for years I've been using in my presentations, they were on 60 Minutes 3 years ago, and in it, one of their senior vice presidents says, we want to deliver everything in the world.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Not just books, consumer items, everything. That's a big umbrella, and you now see that they're executing on it. I suspect that, you know, later we'll talk about Amazon's recent acquisition.
Right, but back to Tesla. That's a ways away because their penetration is so small.
That is, but here's where it could accelerate. They're already working on a gigawatt battery factory, and they have orders for 500,000 of their Model 3 car coming up, and they're going to start producing that. But here is where the industry is going to continue to get disrupted, is that there's a new material called the graphene.
Graphene.
The reason this is so important is it might allow electric vehicles to charge up not in 4 hours, but in less than 30 seconds.
Because it transmits the power quicker.
Yeah, exactly. There's zero resistance, and your battery is just charged up faster than you can refuel your car with traditional gasoline.
And it could part of that capacity could be part of the infrastructure of the car.
Because
the properties of graphene.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have a frame and a battery. It could all be the same thing, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah, amazing stuff, folks. And I'm telling you, and as I say, folks, change is not new, but the velocity of change, that's what is new. Jack Alderson and I will be right back after these messages. We're going to talk a little bit more about Amazon. What are their plans? Kind of scary.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.